You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor in 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 770 KKOB, welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your gracious and humble host, Derek G., saying thank you so much for making us a part of your day. And this is being recorded on August the 21st. That would be Tuesday, August the 21st. And I would like to say a very special happy birthday to my sister Patricia, who is living in Hawaii with her husband JT, who happens to be serving in our Army. And JT is either, well, I think he's a lieutenant colonel. And JT, if you're a major, I just gave you a promotion. And if you're a full bird colonel by now, I gave you a demotion, and I'm sorry about that. But I know both of you listen to the podcast, and I thank you very much for supporting us, just as I thank you for supporting us here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. And coming up today, we're going to talk about the Thunder starting five, because there is some dissension amongst the ranks, and I'm talking about the media. I have been all in on Jeremy Grant, seeing Jeremy Grant as a starter, but welcome to Loud City and Royce Young. Think it's going to be Patrick Patterson. So what are the advantages and disadvantages to having either Patterson start or having Jeremy Grant start? And you're Billy Donovan, what do you do? And that's what's going to make this maybe one of the most fun training camps that we've had in a long time here in Oklahoma City. Coming up, it's good to be Kawhi Leonard's friend, because that guy will get you a gig. And there's a report out there that Kawhi Leonard, surprise, surprise, still wants to sign in Los Angeles. And then finally, we will wrap things up today. And I'm going to give some praise to Thunder play-by-play guy Matt Pinto, because a lot of times I feel like this cat is underappreciated. And I'm going to tell you, as a broadcaster, what really impresses me about Matt Pinto and what about his style I like. And maybe it'll give you some new perspective when you're listening to the Thunder games this season once they tip off. Just to introduce myself to you, my name is Eric G., and I'm a contributor to 1340 The Game in Oklahoma City and News Radio 1000 KTOK, also in Oklahoma City, and both owned by the fine iHeartMedia Corporation. And I do sports for both, or I cover sports for both OU football and Thunder basketball, hence it's why I'm doing Locked On Thunder and Locked On Sooners. I also contribute to Thunder Digest. I am a credentialed member of the media, which allows me access to guys via shoot-around practice in the games. And if you like what you hear, then please visit us at LockedOnThunder.com and check out all the other goodies we have, like video and audio from players and coaches. So who is going to be the starting five for the Oklahoma City Thunder? That is a very good question right now. And I have been all in on Jeremy Grant, and we've been talking about this all summer, that since Carmelo Anthony left and Jeremy Grant got re-signed, just pulling up the depth chart on ESPN right now, just looking at it right now, ESPN agrees with me. They have Grant as your top slot for that four position, for that power four position, followed by Patrick Patterson and Tyler Davis. And that really is the only position that is up for debate right now with the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I suppose if Andre Roberson is not going to start at the two, then I would think if Andre Roberson is not going to start at the two, then you might actually think about inserting Dennis Schroeder into that starting lineup to start at the two, just from a scoring perspective. And then you still toy with whether or not it's going to be Jeremy Grant or Patrick Patterson at the four. I'm just kind of looking at the Thunder depth chart at this point, and there's just so many questions right now for the Thunder to answer with that final starting spot if Andre Roberson indeed is healthy and ready to go at the beginning of the year. I thought all along it was Jeremy Grant. Royce Young seems to think that it's going to be Patrick Patterson. Welcome to Loud City seems to think it's going to be Patrick Patterson. And let's just say that they're right. And I'm not saying that they're wrong at all. Don't get me wrong. I would imagine, especially Royce, has somebody on the inside probably telling him that it's going to be Patrick Patterson. So let's just assume that that's the way the Thunder go for right now. You put Jeremy Grant back on the bench. You start Patrick Patterson. And if Patterson picks up where he was about midseason, then it gives you one more guy that defenses have to account for that can shoot the three. That I absolutely love. But coming off the bench now, Jeremy Grant, while he improved his scoring last year, he's still a guy that's going to play a lot closer to the basket than he is from beyond the arc. Alex Abrines is at best inconsistent, and I don't see any reason right now why we should feel any different about Alex Abrines than the way Billy Donovan feels about Alex Abrines. Like, I want to like the guy. I do like the guy. He's very easy to cheer for, but he just has not given us enough on either side of the ball for, I think, any confidence to be put in him to think that he's going to improve from where he was last year. Like so many other things with the Thunder, like Carmelo Anthony going to the Rockets, show me. Show me what you can do. Prove to me that you deserve as much playing time as you're going to get. Raymond Felton coming off the bench. You got most of your scoring coming from Dennis Schroeder off the bench. Terrence Ferguson still needs to develop quite a bit. I thought Terrence had a really good summer league this year, but I want to see him in year two. And then you've got guys like Deontay Burton who are going to be fighting for playing. Abdul Nader is going to be fighting for playing. Hamidou Diallo, who the Thunder have signed. And this is another guy that has got to fight for playing time. So at this point, if you're just asking me, and this is strictly opinion and nothing to back it up more than just an opinion on this, I would go ahead and start Jeremy Grant because Patrick Patterson coming off the bench with Dennis Schroeder, I like where that is. And I'm a guy that's a big believer that you need as many good three-point shooters as you can get in this league right now. And I don't think many of you disagree with me on that, especially if you're trying to keep up with the Golden State Warriors. That's how I would do it now. And all this, what all this really goes back to, with Billy Donovan having a better foundation than what he's ever had as Thunder coach, he's still mixing and matching. And during this training camp, which is going to be just awesome this year, because he's going to work different combinations. We're going to get to see different combinations in these preseason games. And then throughout the first few months of the year, Billy Donovan's going to try and be figuring this out, or I should, I guess, say first few months of the season. That makes the Thunder the most talkable team, the team that should be the most talked about in the NBA this year. Now, I know what you're saying. Well, wait a second. LeBron James just went to the Lakers. You've got Golden State. Carmelo Anthony went to Houston. Yes, all those are extremely valid points. But the Thunder, who are expected to at least be competitive in the West, still have a lot of things that they've got to get answered. That's why I think they're worth talking about compared to a lot of other teams. The Lakers do too. You got to figure out how to put all that together. And the one team that we just do not talk about enough on this podcast, or the NBA as a whole is not talking about enough, is the Utah Jazz. That whole team is coming back next year, and they're scary as all get out. And can the Thunder even overcome them? Big questions to be answered for Oklahoma City. But I'm ready to get training camp started. I'm tired of all the talking, all the anticipation. I'm ready to see the Oklahoma City Thunder get on the court and see how quickly these guys can gel. And another thing that we've not even brought up in this particular segment is that also what you're seeing right now, what's going into training camp right now, what will be playing through the first couple of months of the season, I don't think that's going to be what the Thunder finish with. There are going to be moves made at the trading deadline, and I wouldn't be surprised if there were moves made a lot earlier than that. We've seen Sam Presti do it. That's how we got Jeremy Grant here in the first place. But I can see as the Thunder are still trying to figure all this out, there might be some pieces that they move around to get themselves in more of a position where they feel much more confident with what they have going out there on the floor. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Thank you very much for listening today. Coming up next, why it's really good to be a friend of Kawhi Leonard. It's all right here on LOT. Just a heads up, if you're a loyal listener of the Locked On Thunder podcast, we'll be taking Thursday off so I can go watch my oldest son play football, but we will be back on Friday. And of course, when the season starts, we'll be podcasting every day of the week. And I think the way that we're going to do this fall, and this is just kind of something that I'm toying with, and I don't mind throwing this stuff out there to you, especially if it ends up changing or it goes in a different direction. But what we're going to try and accomplish during the season is to crank out podcasts on game night. So after the Thunder play, give you a little instant reaction. So when you get in your car the next morning, then you can hear what we have to say about the game. And then we'll try and give you one that afternoon as well. And of course, I'm going to be doing this on top of Locked On Sooners. And we jumped the gun on that. I'm just telling you, we jumped the gun on Locked On Sooners and maybe launched before David Locke was ready. So we're kind of holding back on that and waiting for the official word to launch. And that's either going to be Wednesday, which is tomorrow, or it's going to be Thursday. But either way, that podcast is coming this week. And as you can imagine, me being a big-time OU fan, I'm just as excited about that as I am the upcoming Oklahoma City Thunder season. And we'll be doing this podcast every single day during the basketball season right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. So it's good to be Kawhi Leonard's friend. Why is it good to be Kawhi Leonard's friend? Because he gets you a job. Jeremy Castleberry, who's a former employee of the San Antonio Spurs and a close friend to Kawhi Leonard, like played with him, or I should say was his teammate. Yeah. All right, feel free to make all your dirty jokes. I'm not editing that out. He was Kawhi Leonard's teammate in college, and he was Kawhi Leonard's teammate in high school. And I covered the Mountain West Conference during the time that Kawhi Leonard was at San Diego State. I have absolutely no recollection of Jeremy Castleberry at all, who was a walk-on at San Diego State. But the reason this guy is being hired is obviously because the Toronto Raptors want to go all in on Kawhi Leonard, and they want to do everything they can to convince him to stay in Toronto and not leave for Los Angeles amid more reports before the season starts that Kawhi Leonard does want to still sign in Los Angeles. And I feel bad for Raptors fans because this is something that they're going to have to put up with all season long. And we've already put up with it here in Oklahoma City, not only with Paul George, but Kevin Durant. Every 5 minutes, there's a rumor about one of your best players going to leave your team, go someplace else, and your team is not going to be as good. And all season long, that is going to just completely wear on you, the fan base, which I hate saying this, but that's fine if it wears on the fan base. If the fan base gets irritated about it, it's cool because you've got outlets like social media, you've got sports talk radio, you've got these podcasts where you can get in touch with the host and you can vent all your frustration. Where it's bad is where it starts wearing on the organization and obviously starts wearing on the team. And the more that Toronto tries to recruit Kawhi Leonard, tries to involve him in what could possibly be going on in the future, and the more they get the checklist and start trying to tailor make their organization to suit him, in the back of their mind, it's going to be in the back of their mind, there's always going to be that voice that just says, is this really worth it? I mean, is this guy just going to leave us and ultimately end up going to LA? Are we going to do all this for naught? And then are we going to be forced into trading DeMar DeRozan? This is why I don't envy NBA GMs, because sometimes no matter what you do, no matter how good the intentions are, no matter how much you placate an individual, It means absolutely nothing in the end because they're dead set on where they're going to go from here. And that's what Kawhi Leonard is facing right now, or that's what the Toronto Raptors are facing with this whole situation with Kawhi Leonard. There's also the chance, and Laker fans are just absolutely, they are fit to be tied right now, because they've already seen Paul George slip through their fingers because the Lakers played cavalier with that. They didn't trade for him because they didn't feel like they had to trade for him. They thought they were going to go ahead and let Oklahoma City make a mistake, and then they could just get him on the open market. That didn't happen. And now Laker fans are worried that Kawhi Leonard's going to slip through their fingers as well. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch all this drama unfold, and it will also be a lot of fun, and we've got to talk more about the other side of this, to see how DeMar DeRozan starts to develop in San Antonio. That, I find, one of the most interesting storylines in the NBA this year. And the closer we get to the season, we'll start talking about the biggest storylines for not only the Thunder, but the rest of the association. We'll wrap things up next on the Locked On Thunder podcast when we talk about Matt Pinno. And I'll tell you, as a broadcaster, what ultimately impresses me about this guy, and maybe it'll make you listen to the broadcast a little differently coming up this next year. It's here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. For everything Locked On Podcast Network, there is LockedOnSports.com. It's where all our podcasts are going to be housed, not only for the NBA, but the NFL, Major League Baseball, and when we launch our college podcast, they will be housed there as well. Also, don't forget, iTunes, Alexa, Spotify, and Google, you can get all our podcasts there as well. Just say, Alexa, play Locked On Thunder, and she'll play Locked On Thunder for you. It's the Locked On Podcast Network. It's local experts on the biggest stories, and it's every single day of the week. Matt Pinno is coming back for his 11th season as the play-by-play voice of the Oklahoma City Thunder radio broadcast. And first of all, I want to give a heartfelt congratulations to Matt Pinto. It's hard to stay at a job 11 years because tastes change, people change, and sometimes, for whatever reason, Things don't work out. But Matt Pinno has been a mainstay here now in Oklahoma City. In fact, of all the people that have done broadcast for Oklahoma City, I think he's the only one. I might be wrong about this, but I think he's the only one that's been here now all 11 seasons. What impresses me the most about Matt is, one, not only is he a great person, and he's easy to talk to, and I get a chance every once in a while to kind of rap with him before the games, but he does it solo, and it's hard. That is harder than hell to do, a solo play-by-play. Now, some people say, well, isn't that what guys want? Don't they just want to be the star? Yes, some, but I don't think Matt is that guy. He just works best on his own. And if you listen to most NBA broadcasts around the league, most everybody's got a color guy there, so they can kind of take a break. The color guy can explain what's going on, but not Matt. He is from the beginning all the way to the end of that broadcast, and he is second to none in doing that. I could not, in my wildest dreams, ever even remotely attempt to do the job that he does. One, I can't do play-by-play. I can't do play-by-play. There, you just heard it. Stumbled over my mat. Can you imagine that during an entire broadcast? I run when somebody says play-by-play. But to do it at that level, and to do it without somebody there to give you relief, and you're not only playing the part of telling people what's going on and describing the action, but you're also explaining the game to them at the same time, puts you in a very rare category and makes you a very special broadcaster, because very few guys get to do, as we say, the solo booth. Vin Scully was one of them. And now Matt Pinto's doing it. And Matt, I don't know if you listen to this podcast. I don't know if anyone will tell you about it. But dude, mad props for everything you've accomplished during your time here in Oklahoma City. And I hope you're with us another 11 years. But that broadcast is great. You're fantastic. I say keep up the good work. And knowing how hard it is to do that, I mean, going back, this is exactly what I hit home. This is exactly what I want to hit home here. He's explaining the game to you and why things are happening the way they are. Calls, referees' mistakes or referees' corrections or when the referees correct. And he's also telling you what is going on every step of the way. My gosh, dude, I don't know how you do it. I don't. And maybe someday you'll let me sit down next to you. I promise I will keep my mouth shut while you do it. But that is just, it is such a superb job that he does that when you listen to the broadcast, I hope you at least have an appreciation of just how accomplished this guy is. Matt, thanks a lot again for your service for 11 years to Oklahoma City and the Thunder. That wraps up our show today. We'll be back tomorrow. Remember, we are taking off on Thursday here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. And as always, we like to sign off by saying, everybody love everybody, and peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.